Hello, guys. What's up? Anyways, welcome. It's another episode of Horrible Decisions, and we are in the studio. Once again, goddamn, we've been in the studio a whole fucking lot, bringing motherfucking content to y'all. I'm your girl, Mandy B.
I'm just the other slut on the mic.
And we are here yet again. I'm super excited. Before we introduce our guest this week, something we haven't done in a while was kind of catch you guys up with anything that's been new with us or going on with us. And so, as you guys know, and as you guys have seen on my social media, I am super excited. I fucking graduated, and I don't know how I haven't fucking even announced it. Jesus Christ. But I'm fucking finally done with school. As y'all know, for the last, like, 6 months, even the beginning of this year, I dealt with busy season at my part-time job that I was at that I just recently left because I have a new job offer on the table that I start probably by the time this episode drops that I'm super excited for. I'm done with school, and I'm just super excited. Now it's on to try to fucking prep for the motherfucking CPA. Good God, Jesus, I'm fucking nervous and already stressed about doing that, but I'll start that in September.
I can't even spell CPA.
You can spell CPA, bitch. You just did.
PAC?
CPA.
PIACP?
What is it? What's the acronym for?
What?
What's the acronym?
Certified Public Accountant.
I'm fucking trolling y'all right now.
I'm like, You she really trying to... CPA. Also, I guess, as y'all may have noticed me talk about him, and I know y'all have seen me in the gym and cooking for a him, Felon Bay is goddamn back slightly in the motherfucking picture. He came to the live show. He was at the live show. So our guest is looking like all bug-eyed right now because she was at the live show. But yeah, he came to the live show. I don't know where I still stand with him. Of course, all of y'all are like...
Why don't you know where you still stand after that?
Because, so even after the conversation with Mouse, like, I know that he's still, like, and I said it at the live show, I don't know if he's someone I see a future with, but I genuinely like him. Like, I like him. I like his company. I like our time together.
I think we put way too much pressure on that. Like, even after the Mouse episode, I was kind of annoyed because I was talking about how I wasn't in a situationship or whatever, but, like, everything needs way too much definition, and it's exhausting.
Yeah.
And I don't think it matters if you like that nigga, like... I don't see a long-term, like, fuck it, so.
I mean, but to me, like, I'm really big on not wasting my time.
But you can't, but it's not a waste of time if you enjoy your time.
Yeah, but I'm not going to commit to him without me feeling like there's a future.
Is he asking you to?
We've had the talk. Like, he's like, well, what if I want to make you my girlfriend? And I'm like, well, I don't want to make you my boyfriend.
And that's the thing. A lot of us start using terms like, or verbiage like, I'm wasting my time or I wasted this time. If you enjoyed it and you're enjoying it and you continue to enjoy it, then what the fuck? Why is it such a big fucking deal?
I mean, I enjoyed something for 5 years and it kind of dragged me down. I thought it was...
But something will get out. You'll get something out of this. Either you're going, it's going to be less and less.
And it changed my perspective.
And see, it's crazy because that's my concern. I'm like, well, what am I really going to get out of this?
Right.
And I think that's
making a good time.
I mean, but yeah, but
if it's a Tuesday night, what's the big deal?
Right, so I'll have him come over, but to the point where we are talking about commitment, or we are asking each other if we're our other partners. Like, he's aware of 24/7, and it's been a conversation. And so if he's looking for more, is he also expecting me to cut 24/7 off? So, like, we've had this conversation, and it sucks because I do like him, but having that more thing, I also am sure he's not into the open relationship thing type. So it's like, it sucks because I do like him. I enjoy being around him. He listens to the show. Like, he came and supported me at the show. He's now working me out because I told him, like, what things I want to change with my body. He's doing that. And he's in school right now to become a personal trainer. Okay. And so he's changing his life. Hopefully not going to be able to finish school, because he's still on parole till 2020. But, like, I mean, I'm just saying. So even stuff like that. A future. I'm looking at the future and you're telling me you're on parole till 2020. And I know at any point your PO could be a dick and you could be gone again. And being that he got locked up within a month and a half of us meeting, I do have that, you know, I'm a little scared for that to happen again.
I definitely will say this again. The future is definitely something what I'm looking for. Like, I thought my 5 years was going to be my future. And as everything kept going, like, year after year, I'm like, so it's just me here.
Okay. Right, Right.
So it's definitely, I see, I can't, if I can't see a future with you, if I can't see straight on longevity, I'm not.
And that's kind of where I'm at. So
I can't.
He is back in the picture. So I guess Felon Bae is a hashtag again, because y'all be writing me. They laughed at the fucking Mouse saying he was fucking 14 in the head still. I ain't got time for y'all. Fuck Mouse.
Yeah, that
Mouse was like, that nigga's still 14. He did how many years in jail?
Right, right.
So what's been new, I guess, with you, Weezy? A lot of people have been seeing, you know, your friends came in town. You are with G's now. No more, like, and some people are still asking about Loverboy, and we just like, y'all still got to catch up to episodes, goddamn
it. Like, some girl wrote me and was like, tell me when y'all break up so I can just catch up. No, I mean, I don't know. Like, I think I even confused myself during that determining the relationship episode, because, like I mentioned, like, the label word, like, I mean, some people are calling it a boyfriend. To me, it's not. I mean, we're definitely open, and, you know, we're fucking other people together, but,
no,
like...
I think you're dating, like you said.
Yeah.
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 I don't think it's a situationship, because it could be growing.
Right.
Like, you know, it's,
right.
Also,
definitely.
At the same time, I am actually realizing that I am more of an advocate for open relationships, and even though what we're doing right now is considered monogamish by fucking people together, I'm thinking about going on a date. Like, as great as it's going, he came to the live show, he met my friends, like... I guess I'm very worried about the same thing happening to me again, where I'm getting invested in something as open, but there's no commitment at the end. And it's strange, because even though we are both agreeing to not sleep with anyone else and it's sexually exclusive, something about me wants to just open it up a little bit more. And he's one of the most amazing men I've ever been with and the best sex I've ever had in my life. And I still feel like I just kind of want to just have another person.
When I think like that, honestly, it's like, I know everything that I'm putting on the table. I know what I'm giving. I know my energy and everything like that. And I know I'm too much for one person.
Right.
Because I'm all over the place.
It's just, well, see, I'm advocating for an open relationship.
Do you feel that?
Am I really meaning it?
But with what she just said, do you think that maybe that's what it is? Do you feel like maybe you're too much for one person? Not that you can't handle only one person, but do you feel like maybe you're just too much for one person?
I had this feeling that after the live show, even though I knew how excited he was about it and all of that, that my life was a lot. And it has nothing to do with him, but
everything to do with you.
I am a lot. And like, I have a lot. I'm multifaceted. Like, it's just all these things to me, and I just sometimes wonder if the things that I have going on are too much.
Like, I'll be honest
with you.
I think
that a lot, too.
There's something that my mom told me when I was, like, really, really young. Because she lived in Cuba, you know, communist Cuba, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really different. Back in the day, my mom was born in 1956. So she had a man for everything. Take her to the movies. Take her out to eat. Take her to the theater. Take her to dance. So it's... And then I started realizing as I started opening up my doors into open relationships and polyamory and stuff like that there's certain people, like, I don't want to go to the movie with someone who's going to be like, because I talk, I'm going to be like, what's going to happen? I don't know.
That's me, you know, but
you're going to be like, yo, shut up, I'm watching the movie. I don't want to go with you. You're going to be like, I don't know, let's find out. I like that, you know, that kind of, like, I don't want to go with you if you're not going to.
I'm on another podcast, and something me and him kind of went back and forth about this. He was like, you're not about to sit here and tell me, like, you about to have another nigga to do something with that I don't like to do. And I'm like, but I got so many friends.
Right.
Yeah.
And it doesn't... I have so many friends, I'm not saying I need so many lovers but
yeah.
Can other people... And it's not that he's not fulfilling me, because I don't feel that, but I will say, like, he is my everything. And it's just a lot for someone... I've only been dating around 5 months.
Sounds like you want to have an open relationship right now because you don't want to commit. Kind of, that's what it's like. He's your everything.
Like, I don't mean it like a fucking Whitney Houston song or some shit. Luther Vandross, I mean. But I meant like everything, like anything that I do with him.
Right.
Storm King next weekend, so that art big installation place. Nice. Anything I want to do, it's him involved. Every single thing. Even when I went to see Jesus and Meryl. And the really big deal about that is, like, I had to introduce him to it to like it. I'm not going to tell you I didn't want to sit there with somebody at Jesus and Meryl and they'd be like, suck my dick from the back. The brand is strong. And then do all the AKAs and just know Jesus and Meryl with me in that moment.
Right.
I know he enjoyed it and I know he had fun with it and I know he loved it. But I wonder, like, is this what I'm supposed to have? And that's what's confusing me, because I'm not unhappy. So why am I looking for something?
So why are you questioning it? if you're not unhappy.
I think because long-term, an open relationship is going to work. And if I invest too much in one person, what if something goes wrong and then it's fucked? What if I have no one? You know? Mm-hmm. I mean, and that's the thing about dating one person. If something goes wrong, you're fucked. Yeah. And it's so good right now.
But see, I don't look at it that way because I don't think that you should look at being alone as being as it's fucked.
No, not being alone, but like, I ain't got nobody to like, fuck. I ain't got nobody to hang with. I don't have anybody to go to concerts with.
Yeah, like loneliness, like once you, like, I keep bringing it up. I had someone day in and day out for 5 years. Now I don't. It's going on 3 months. That is fucking scary.
I don't know another nigga to call for a drink right now.
Like, I don't.
And most, like, for example, a lot of women, when dating casually or whatever, they've got niggas on their line. Like, maybe somebody to hit back up. I really don't. I'm positive I don't.
So you're all the way. Yeah.
I'm too cute for this, I feel like.
Well, guys,
I believe that.
And it's funny that you keep using this word everything. I want to tie that into the show today. Everything and being attracted to everything. And that's why we have our guest here today. And I'm super excited to bring her on. I know you're excited. So
let's talk about how you ended up on.
Our guest today, guys, is, I don't want to call you a super fan, but she loves the show.
No, I'm a super fan. Okay. We can do that.
Yeah, she listens to the show, but she's super dope in what she does. You guys may know her as Queen Spit on social media.
So let's talk about how she came up to us.
You didn't have
a ticket for the live show. How'd you get one last week?
Okay, so my Friday.
We were sold out, by
the way. Yeah, sold out completely. I think the page in general said, if you know, last minute things happen. So if you have a ticket and you can't make it, post it up. I said, I definitely want a ticket. If anyone has one, hit me up.
But you were one of like 20 people that said it.
There was like 20 people in there. So how did you get it?
This is exactly what happened. This girl, I'm thinking her name is Mignon D.
Okay.
And she was totally sweet. She was like, I was on a podcast about a month ago called Unwifeable. They did a live show. They wanted me to be on it. I went. She had heard me on the show.
Okay.
She follows me and stuff like that. She was like, I heard you on the show and I just feel like you have to be there.
Oh, yes.
I'm like, thank you so much. Like, because again, you know, she follows me. So I guess she saw all the times that I've, you know, commented on y'all's stuff.
You retweet every tweet. And guys,
like, I'm still angry that Weezy, you do not have a Twitter.
She runs the horrible pod page.
Okay. But no.
But that doesn't count. Twitter, that doesn't count. There's really no interaction.
I feel like I won't stop. And I'm very worried. I don't get sleep from Instagram.
I mean, you will. Yeah.
You will, because it's going to get to a point. At first, I was like that. When I first started my Twitter about 2 years ago, I was like, oh, my God, Twitter. Yes.
Right, of course.
But then again, that was also my first time that, as Damaris Rivera, a.k.a. Queen Spit, I came onto a social media platform.
So Queen Spit is lit. So can you explain, can you tell our listeners what you do?
So I am an amateur adult performer.
Okay.
Basically known for sucking hella dick. Really,
yes,
really well.
Dick sucker. Are you A1? You A1 with it?
I don't like to boast.
Nails are
that's
done
why
like
her
that?
Nails are done They're like that. These grippers. Are dicks,
yes.
Dick grippers right here.
Who are we
Braylon B. Simone.
No. We were interviewing a dude that was like, niggas don't care. Oh, it was Alex.
Alex said that shit. Like, Alex said no one cares.
Let me tell you. They don't, but when they're
nice, they love it.
Yo, I've had.
It's a bonus.
I've had men stop me in the street like, can I see your nails? They're like. And I'm like, sure. And they're like, they're so nice. Are they insured? Because they're stilettos, so they're pointy.
I literally told her in the hallway, I said, ain't no way you fucking any bitches right now with them goddamn nails.
Well, the point I made was like, I really don't feel like you can wipe your ass properly.
And I definitely do. And then there's wiping.
How do you wipe your ass with long nails? Because I think that's a common question.
So, like, you literally have to, you ball it up. And then, first of all, don't get no cheap nails. Don't go no Chinese people. Make sure you go to a good place, a spa.
Not Chinese people?
No, I don't go to Chinese people.
Who do you go to? Vietnamese?
No, I go to Spanish people. What you talking about?
What?
I don't ever go to Spanish.
I'm gonna be honest.
I like.
So I'm gonna put y'all.
I like Vietnamese.
If they ain't Asian, I ain't going Vietnamese.
I like Vietnamese.
I've had a few bad experiences.
Okay,
so,
I ain't mad.
But anyways, make sure your nails.
You just want to go because you'll know what they talking about when they talking shit about you. That's all that is.
A little bit.
That's a good
but
point.
I
That's
had all an experience is. Where the first time I had a Spanish girl do my nails, I was like, oh shit, they're tough. Like,
right?
You know. I'm still cooking. I'm still doing all of this stuff. Like, you don't want to do, like, the person that does my nails has been doing my nails for a year. And I don't have breaks. Like, they don't break.
Right.
My nails don't break.
So not only, I want to let you guys know, I know we just had Raquel Savage on the show not too long ago. So I don't want y'all to think that this is going to be another sex worker episode. I really dug into Damaris and who she is. And I'm super excited because this is the first time that we're going to be able to talk about pansexuality.
We've had the first few married.
Yeah, who's been married. And,
going through a separation.
And then you have a lot of things going on. So I'm excited to talk about it. But Weezy had an article that was sent to her.
No, I think it wasn't sent to me and you.
I don't know. I didn't pull it up.
Oh, so American student. This is the headline. Let me shout out who sent it to us. Oh, Big Mama Weezy sent it. Okay.
Big Mama Weezy is the
sent,
name.
Sent it to me and you. American student hooks up with 50 guys in Japan. Here's her verdict.
Wow.
An Afro-Latina YouTuber slowly building up her fan base where she describes her escapades in Japan. And she's 19 years old. She describes her life as a hoe in her videos.
Okay.
All right, boom.
Her Instagram is Euphoric Brianna. Super cute. She revealed that she's slept with dozens of Japanese men and spent a few months. 200,000 videos. She gives intimate details about her sexcapades. She says that they have small dicks and that they make up for it with crazy foreplay involved with armpits, kneecaps, and eating a lot of ass.
What? Yeah. Kneecaps? Wait. What can you do with kneecaps in the bed?
Maybe fuck them.
Girl.
Wait. What?
Let me run my nails across the back of your kneecap in the right way real quick. You're going to be like, don't
wait,
do that again.
The back of the kneecap is
a
sensitive area?
Oh, I have had a
area?
Man lick me from my ankle to my knees.
Like, seriously.
Nice. It's like, it's a tingle. Look, the first time it was done to me, I was like,
wish I knew about this, because then I would have been like, I would have looked up the kink for kneecaps.
Maybe she sent us this girl to fucking interview her. But she has a Patreon account where she fucking tells her shit and says, I will be living from Japan from now until 2021, possibly beyond. And I would love to share my journey. My content is multidimensional, Japanese living tips, tricks, mental health, and ho shit.
So real quick, you went to Japan. Were you interested in fucking an Asian, or have you?
Did I talk about? Oh, this is when I said with Maul I wanted to have my drug dealer Yakuza date. So like,
yes.
I feel like whenever I date someone that's outside of black men, they need to have these attributes that remind me of niggas I've been with. So white boys got to be either really woke or socially conscious.
Right.
And for Asians, I know they have the Yakuza, which is a really, really serious gang. And I was like, oh, yeah, like drug dealers.
Oh, so like the niggas on Rush Hour.
You want
yes.
So you want to fuck niggas like
except
they wear
I believe
them
they
suits
were Chinese,
and shit.
But no, Yakuza is like some shit, bro.
Yeah, like they're mobsters. like MS-13.
Bro, like
worse.
If
like,
there were bars that
MS-13, isn't that Scandal?
What?
Oh, that's B-613.
I'm like, what is that, a gun?
I'm thinking of Scandal,
well,
my bad.
It's actually the reason that in Japan you can't have tattoos.
Right.
Like, you'll be escorted out of places because they all have tattoos.
They looked at me weird in Singapore with my tattoos. Right. But, of course, when I went to Thailand, like, it was much
more,
like, acceptable.
Well, Singapore, like, Asians, it's, like, the culture of tattoos, but specifically Japan.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Like, no entry because Yakuza gang members.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Like, it's a
big
deal. Mm-hmm. But they own a lot of shit around.
You just want to, you like the boss aspect of it.
I just want
to, I would say, like, an Italian mob kind of
thing. There is something that really turns me on. About risking a little bit of my life for dick.
You say it all the time.
I really do. I don't know what it is. When I used to fuck drug dealers
and
like them killing ass niggas, I used to
love it. It's like, ooh, I don't know. It's. I believe it's because of the submissiveness.
It has to be the submissiveness.
Because
I'm not gonna lie. On the other end, I love my square ass niggas that like comic books. Like. I like square ass
niggas. I'm
talking
to you like that now.
I'm square too, though.
But you know
so
why?
Like, I need,
yeah,
but
you know
at the
why?
Same time, you got Felon Bay, so we believe you.
But you know what? But Felon Bay, but you know what? His charges wasn't, like, violent. And to me,
he's on parole.
Yeah,
bitch.
But I be calling him, like, he got pretty eyes and he light skinned. Like, nigga, who you intimidating?
But what that mean, though?
Like, he not scary, bro.
Exactly. He gonna finesse the hell out you.
No, he not. Listen.
Oh, light skinned nigga.
No, not assault. It's not even violent. It's not a violent crime. So
is that nigga scary?
No, he's not a scammer. Can you stop guessing? Because I don't want to put his charges out there now that he's coming to our shows and supporting. I don't want people knowing everything.
Terrence, Mike, Darian, whatever it is.
Damn, I'm just saying. Why he got to be a Terrence? Because he black?
Yes.
He actually has a really white boy name. Actually, it's a really white boy name that I don't even call him. But
what do you call him?
You know what's crazy? And fuck you, Destiny, because even when he was backstage, I was talking to him. And as I was talking to him, I was realizing I don't say his name. But because I was around people, I didn't want to call him Bay either. So I just be like, hey, nigga. Because I don't want to make it so, like, emotional yet.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's like I really don't call
After
him by his
show,
name.
Me and Jesus fucking, and he was, like, walking out of the room, and he called me Weezy, and I said, excuse me?
Right.
No, just because you heard that on My Fucking Black Friends does not mean it gives you the right to say it. Take it back.
That is funny.
I was not pleased.
That is so funny.
You know what it is? It's weird because, like, I put so much energy into, like, having Weezy be a part of who I am and being fun and just, like, gross or whatever. But there are some people when they, like, get to know the down-to-earth you, like, then they call you a nickname like that. You're like, what?
Right, right. Yeah. I feel no, the same. I believe it.
But my friends for years, like, Mandy and I have known each other a long time, so she still calls me Weez.
Mm.
Friends that I've had long or people that have known me long do call me that. And it's weird. Yeah. But new people, I'll be like, no, you don't know her.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I feel the same way.
So we're going to go ahead and get into the kink of the week this week. As you guys know, we have them every fucking week. And we try to get you guys, you know, to kind of open up and maybe know that you're not as weird as you think. There's other people that think like you.
I chose this one because I'm glad you chose it.
I'm glad you chose it because it's complete opposite. This is yet again some shit that I clearly don't fuck with.
Wait. I don't like the word that it says.
What?
I was going to say.
I think it's a fine word, actually, because you're trying to change it to match your agenda.
It's called gerontophilia, and it says the attraction to elderly. But I was going to say.
Elders, like, respect your elders.
I don't want elderly, but I have been watching old young porn a lot.
What is old young porn?
Old niggas, like old. Like
grandpa
old? So what is old?
Over 65.
So what's crazy is I don't even talk to niggas. When they say 33, I'd be like, you just made it. Like, over 33?
I like I'm 27. Older niggas, though.
I don't like older niggas. Fuck that shit.
Maybe,
I
no,
like
no, older maybe niggas not 65. Swing. Maybe 50s.
50 is 65,
but I'll
bro.
Tell you what it is.
Same shit. 50 is 65,
this,
same shit.
I'm getting into this, like, daddy dom kind of fetish.
Those are awesome.
Is it? Those and, like, so just to describe, there's, like, this DDLG, which is dom daddy and little girl.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it's kind of, like, perverted but dirty. But, like, it's more of, like, a master kind of thing.
Right.
A different word.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, every time I imagine it when I'm masturbating, I think of
because you're a whole ass sub, bro.
Old as fuck. I think of old people. I don't know what it is. Also, a part of me that gets really turned That's on is this sugar baby porn. Like, maybe because I have been a sugar baby that I kind of get.
So, like, you want gray hairs, wrinkled face.
Not
like,
gray, but, like, give me salt and pepper vibes.
Yeah, I don't know.
Salt
I
just, and pepper
it's
vibes,
just they're
okay.
seasoned. I don't, like, I don't know. I've
Like,
I've
I don't
always...
want a saggy ass.
Because, see, I look at salt and pepper, and I'm like, okay, see, Shamar Moore, he's old as fuck, and he could probably get it. But they got to look like Shamar Moore. I know, I'm shallow
but
as fuck.
But he's not old as fuck, though.
He is. He's, like, 45 or something, right?
He's old as fuck.
I mean, listen, I just said 33. Over 33 to me is old.
Okay,
I don't know what
well,
to tell
yeah,
y'all.
You're,
like,
you're like 3 years
what,
younger
don't be,
than me.
What?
So, yeah.
I'm just saying, I like him kind of young. What?
Like, Denzel to me is even kind of young.
Denzel is definitely almost 60.
Denzel is definitely in the 60s.
Okay, he just
But
fine.
I mean, 60 and looking like Denzel
okay, okay, okay,
is different.
You know,
though.
I'll take a Denzel,
right.
but only Denzel.
Right.
Like, I'll take Will Smith,
Like,
too.
I don't want Forrest Whitaker.
Will Smith.
You know what I'm saying?
But you don't want Forrest Whitaker because of the eye, bro.
Right.
Just say
and
you don't
like,
want
you
the
can
eye.
Tell the age and the droopiness
it's really
in the
that
face
accent
a little
from
bit.
Black Panther.
It's so bad.
Why
we
said Blue Panther.
That fucking accent was terrible. It's the eye, bro. It's not his age.
Yeah.
Don't bring up Forrest Whitaker.
You can't
it's
do
the
that.
Eye and the belly.
All right, who's another old...
Will Smith could get it.
No, but he not. Come on. He's
Denzel.
Fine.
But he...
Idris Elba.
Oh,
like
that don't count.
What? Why do they not count?
They're
old. They're in their 50s, bro.
Daddies.
Okay, so let's go to ugly niggas.
Ugly,
is what we talking about?
They're right. older than that.
Ugly old
like
men.
Like Simon Cowell or something?
Simon Cowell,
okay,
no.
Okay, okay.
Yeah?
From American Idol?
Morgan Freeman. That he old. That's what you asking about. Could you fuck Morgan Freeman off of your little
I mean, he
kink
gonna narrate
right
the
now?
Shit out of
it. Kinda. Only because
what,
you I'm gonna tell you, Morgan Freeman going. I went on a date with this really old guy. It was like a sugar date.
She gonna want Morgan Freeman
said,
to talk the whole time.
My young lady friend would like a martini. And I was like, huh. And it's kind of like this thing where, like, you know I'm young and high and you know you have to pay for it. And I kind of enjoy that.
Morgan Freeman would open the sex scene like, and you need to open your legs. You know, he narrates everything.
I just can't stop
it. That nigga going
I wouldn't be able
narrate
to
the whole goddamn sex
I wouldn't
scene.
Want to be sucking his dick and him saying, oh, shit or not. Because he's going to be like,
you know
oh,
what?
Shit,
I don't
want to
fucking talk
to
Morgan Freeman.
Oh,
accusation.
Samuel L. Jackson, bitch. Would you fuck him?
Motherfucker.
Yes, the motherfucker.
I don't like that Ken Go ahead. But okay.
Oh, come on.
See, now, I don't think you into the
See,
hell.
Yeah,
no, I'll fuck him.
Oh, actually, the problem is, I don't know old white men. Maybe we need to go
right.
to old white men.
Right.
Oh, I'll tell you who.
Go
Does
ahead.
Anyone remember Sex and City, the Russian she dated? Alexander Petrovsky. I'll fuck him.
Mr. Big.
Nah, he... Yeah, I'll fuck Mr. Big.
You would fuck okay. Mr. Big?
What?
Now, wait. This is all what? In like a sugar dating scene.
No, this is not sugar dating. This Mm-mm. kink is an attraction
right,
to, the elderly,
to the elderly,
bro.
Like
you can't
only...
be sitting here adding money to the
Let
pussy.
Me Google
elderly. Then you go no, because because now you sitting here getting turned on by the money that's coming with it.
Okay.
You just gotta fuck the old
right,
nigga
like,
because he an old nigga.
I mean, I like older, but to say older, as an aging, old,
it's not specific.
No, because advanced, respect your elders. Years? See, you have to, because at 19, an elder could be 30.
Right.
How
look,
old
she look. She just trying.
Elderly.
Elderly. I mean, bitch, say you want to suck a 65-year-old dick, I mean, and just call it a day.
65 years.
See? 65 years? Oh, nah, Brian.
Most developed world countries have a chronological age of 65 as a definition of elderly. Damn.
I mean,
see, when I think elderly, I think like Kane and 70s and 80s.
Oh,
that's really old.
Because that's to me like,
I mean, 65 is still old. Like, their dick probably definitely looks different than when they were 30.
I'd do it.
You would do it?
But only in the premise of like...
No, not for money, bro.
Yeah, not for money. This, you gotta
you
like...
You can't bring up money.
Okay, so I'm gonna be genuine. Real. I'm turned on at the idea that like someone is so old and they know they can't have me, so they have to like do all this shit to get me. And then I'm kind of turned on at fucking
the so
old.
So that's the sugar.
It's,
yeah.
It's the chase.
But
it's...
I'm not saying sugaring with a young dude. Like, the old
because to me, fuck
hot.
That. A whole... A fat, ugly nigga got a chase,
tell you
too.
My last sugar daddy, I'm gonna show you what he looked like. But he was...
I just like the fact that some, like, for me,
he was white,
men
so he doesn't look 45,
seasoned.
But he really was. I saw his ID. But but when we
maybe
out,
I should do that with
the
young niggas I talk to.
For a fact. Like, they would look at us and they would know for a fucking fact that he had to pay for it. And that shit got me off. I can't even tell you.
You know
why.
What's crazy? That's like, why.
I'm going to find some pictures of us.
That's why even my sugar daddy, I don't like it to be noticeable that I'm out
that's
with
him
a sugar daddy.
Right. Oh.
That's when we went to see Beyonce on.
He's yeah, a- no, I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't
no,
do it.
Real rich.
I mean, even
he
if they're
me
real
that $60,000 apartment.
Even if they're still rich, I can't do it. I don't know. I'm just not interested.
Oh,
in-
bitch, a $60,000 apartment. You ain't fucking that man.
No, I don't. It's funny because
well,
I was
really
with,
looked that old.
I was with my homegirl Carla from the Shit I'm 30 podcast yesterday. And we was walking in Harlem, and there was these old white guys. And we was like, how much a month would you need? How much a month would you need to fuck the nigga in the flowers and the one in the black silk
shirt? Well, I've never been with, like, an unkept older man.
That's another thing, right?
Well,
they're more seasoned. They're more, like, I think sex with an older man is more, because they're definitely going to please you.
And
they're thinking
about
you first.
They know about their dicks. Their
dicks, right.
I have a friend of mine. I would say her name. She is a friend of the show. But I don't know if she's ready yet. But she found a sugar daddy who is 74.
Oh, damn.
And that bitch said she got $1,500 on the first date and all he did was lick her nipples. And she's like, now that I'm a paid hoe, I don't know how I feel about going back. And, like, he's super old, but it's also, like, you know these young niggas ain't throwing. I'm sorry. I've had younger dudes give me money, but that nigga bought me that apartment before he got on the
Well, I said, I don't know if it, again, this is on a Patreon episode. We kind of had a sugaring conversation. I think my oldest sugar daddy, well, I did have a sugar daddy like 50, but my main sugar daddies, like my main tricks, none of them are over 40.
Yeah, but like with old niggas, you don't have to do shit.
Yeah, you don't really got to do much. Like, I mean, I was super young and I thought
I just
he was
want to make you happy, honey.
He was older. And yeah, he did.
I love that shit, bitch. I be eating it
he
up.
He did.
Oh, my God.
Oh, sweetie, how was work?
Like, oh, you
it's
you,
like
you
fucking
want me to
like,
come get you and we going
like,
to rub
like
your
an
back
older
and all that?
Family friend
I
that just
you,
wants to see my
you
tits.
Really. So would Ooh. I think you really want an old nigga. If you went to a swingers club, would you deal with an old man in a swingers club?
I mean, see, it's still in my head about like the
money part.
I really get off at the fact that they know like they can't have me unless they do something. It is so exciting to me. But I still get turned on. Like, bro, I had amazing sex with him. I really did. But I think it was me feeling my own ego. Like when I would take off my clothes and he would look at me, I'd be like, I don't know.
It gives you that much more confidence. It's like, yeah, like this older dude really picked me. I'm that sexy.
An older guy is gonna pick you. Like, I feel like an older woman would have that confidence more. Like, oh my God, guys still want me more.
I mean, that's why cougars go after young boys.
Yeah.
Another
absolutely.
Thing that was really in my head when with the older dude is like, they are so, they are so lucky that you picked them. And I've never been with an older man that didn't make me feel that way. Like. They are just so, like, excited. Like, you have any young... He would watch me. He used to take me to Miami and, like, Bermuda and all this shit. And we would go, and there would always be some young niggas serving us. And he'd be looking at me. He'd be like, I know you like that, sweetie. And I'd be like, no, I'm with you. But also, like,
Right.
And then niggas would be looking at me like, so...
I don't know. I'm still just... y'all know I like my little young tenderonis.
Bro, but I'm
I like
you,
to be able to...
Oh, like,
them, and, But not
throw
only that.
It at you.
Yeah, but it's the
They're
same.
They're about to die.
Yeah, but I don't want no nigga about to die, bro.
Not about to die, but you 65, you retired, you have millions.
Bro, they're not about to die.
You're looking to live your life.
But you know what's crazy? You don't even work for your millions. Yeah, right. It just keeps
moving. Yeah, but you're saying like that older guys are so like excited to be with younger girls, but it's the same reaction from when I date younger guys, me being older than them.
I'm gonna tell you something.
They like that.
There's somebody else that wants to fuck them, and that's the difference.
You don't think people want to fuck old guys too? The same way you think it, but clearly it's a whole fucking fetish.
Not for free, and them young niggas get some free pussy. They'll get some free pussy because there's groupies or something like that.
You're right, you're right, you're right, you're right, you're right.
If you ever feel like it, I know it's going to be hard for you because you like 18 and up. 18 and 25.
Let's not do 18 and up. Why y'all be talking about
that? I'm sorry, 25 and under.
Bro,
it's 22 and under.
Can we do, no, let's say 20 to 25.
For a boyfriend, are you still on that?
Right.
I would date someone younger, absolutely, because I feel like even at this point, like I all of my friends like older guys, and all of my friends are in their 30s, okay. And the same commitment issues, the same conversations, the same things that they're getting from men in their 30s are the same things that I would get from a man at 22, 23, 24. At the end of the day, if you look at all of us, even going back to high school, niggas have girlfriends. Niggas have boyfriends. It's all dependent on the man that you meet and where he is in his life, his maturity, and what he wants. If he right. could put up. Because even at 30, you may still deal with a nigga who's still trying to get his dick wet the same way a nigga right. at 20 is.
Right.
So, I mean, at what age do niggas really just want to say, we all want girlfriends? Like, to me, so it's dependent upon who you meet because there are
that.
Niggas at 20 getting girlfriends.
Right.
There are, you know, still niggas at 35 who want to have their fun. Right. So I don't think it's age dependent.
I don't know at what point you're going to change your mind. But it's harder for me to believe the more success you have with work or school that a 21-year-old is really that stimulating.
But I also deal with 21-year-olds who are millionaires. Like,
but that's stimulating. Like, mentally.
But yeah. I'm childish. I mean, but I also like, I'm childish as fuck. Like, so I be talking about childish shit. But I feel like I also enjoy being able to teach people or have conversations to know that I'm opening their minds to new things and things like that. And I hate how a lot of older men are sometimes condescending. I have lived quite a life. I've experienced quite a lot. Yeah. So to me, I don't need a man to teach me anything. I like genuinely being able to know I could teach a man stuff. Or he's open to learning new things. When you're dealing with an older man, a lot of times they're set in their ways.
I won't say condescending. But it's definitely the part that gets them off. And maybe it is.
Oh, it does get them off. And to me, it doesn't. It does nothing for
me. The best things I've learned about money and what to do with my money have been for older men. And
of course.
And they really enjoy showing you. Because not only, like, and the guy I dated, the sugar daddy that got me that apartment and all that, he used to tell me, like, this is the least money that you'll ever get. Like, I'm going to make you so much money by yourself. You're going to learn how to make money because of me, and you're going to think this was nothing.
Well, yeah.
And that is just that, like, they want to give you that.
But yeah, they do.
That, I think. And for us and our aspect, again, that's the submissive part because we're willing to learn. We're willing to
see. It's a submissive thing,
like a doe-eyed little. Yeah, tell me more.
Oh, and they love that shit.
Yeah.
I had to pretend at one point because I saw his face when he took me somewhere in Miami. I can't remember what hotel it was, and I didn't act surprised. So the next time he took me on vacation, I was like, oh my God, I just can't believe we're here. Look at it, and we can get a massage. They need that shit so bad.
It's crazy because you keep bringing it back to. The submissiveness of her, and I've talked about it a lot. I do enjoy being more dominant.
Yeah, you're
so that's probably where it also goes into me
I believe wanting to
have that dominant role. But I mean, I would switch on and off. Like, I can be a submissive, especially if that's what turns my man on. But yeah, I enjoy teaching. I enjoy, you know, being that go-to. I mean, I ain't gonna trick off on a nigga. My nigga's still gonna have money and probably have more than me, but I still like.
But then that also goes into why she likes older guys as
well. Right.
So
there's just like a mixture. Like, everyone has their own preferences and stuff like that. But I wanted to get into the horrible decision for this this show because it's really.
It's not sugar dating.
No, and it's not sugar dating. Right. We just spent a whole fucking topic about that. But this is very interesting. And so we've talked about lesbian, bisexuality, we've talked queers, like we had just a lot of conversations in terms of sexuality, and I don't think that we've ever even mentioned this on the show. So it's a thing called pansexuality. And could you define pansexuality? Because when I asked you more about yourself, you said, well, I'm pansexual. So what is your definition of pansexuality?
I don't base it on gender.
Okay.
I feel like if you can mentally stimulate me and we can, for me, pansexuality is a mental thing. It's not on gender. It's not like, okay, it's not strict.
It's
lines.
Not based on a sexual right, attraction?
It's not. It's way more than that because okay. I think transgender, I've dated FTMs. I'm into
FTM is
female to male transgenders.
Okay.
I'm very interested in transgender
women, men.
I think they're fucking hot. And I think they're interesting as a person to learn, to speak to see, you know, just how differently they think of themselves, because that's a power to be
able to
step to be a man, but you want, you know, to just or cross dress, whatever it is, and or a female and just
fluidity,
be yeah. Play with it. I think that's so powerful.
What makes the difference between now I just thought about it. James, I think, described himself as pansexual and we got into a whole other topic.
We didn't touch on it with him, but
why not bisexual? Is it because it puts the binary terms?
Yeah. I think okay. I think for me, at least, it would because
it's either man or woman.
Right.
And pan is not that you're even attracted in a sexual manner to anyone. It's right. a connection to whoever you're connected with. You feel like
exactly.
you could be with that person.
I can
person.
Be with that person because it's not just sex is sex. You can right. have sex. I've been married for 5 years and it was I can have a whole week worth of sex and never touch my husband, or a whole week of sex and touch my husband, or, you know, it's
you were married to a man.
Yes, I was married. Well, I've been married to both female and man.
Okay, and I think real quick, I want to
like cis man or like you change or like what? Are you just talking about
you had two
twice?
Different marriages?
Yeah.
Okay. So both a woman and a man, because I wanted to bring that up, even in terms of you asking about bisexuality. With pansexuality, you would date and be committed to all of these people.
Course.
Not and it doesn't care about their gender. Now I want to bring it back to bisexuality, because even with me, I would consider myself bisexual.
Okay.
But I like to be sexual with women, even though I've been in a relationship with a woman. I don't think at this point in time I could see myself being, because in my mind, in the future, I see myself being with a man, and I love the male anatomy. Okay. But sexually, I like women.
I mean, you just like to have fun. You know, you're at the same time you're a woman, so you're gonna want to explore that and just
right.
So for me, it would just be the exploring part. You're having fun.
I think you bisexuality too. When you look at women, and I think this is the same for me, we look at them as like, oh, I like her. This
yeah, sexy.
It's like, ooh, it's fun.
But
right.
I look
right.
at the attributes of a woman. Like it's, when I'm
it's beautiful.
And that's what I think makes it very bisexual more than pansexual.
Right.
I notice her hips, her lips, her voice, hair, like those things come into
and
mind. Where I'm assuming for you
absolutely.
They don't.
It's the mind.
It's
more
the
of
mind.
The mind,
I mean,
and who they are.
I mean, all right, you know, sometimes you're a little vain and you're like, oh, she's hot, her ass is fat, whatever. But then once you do dig in, then there's nothing there past that. It's like, all right, you're hot. Like what?
Because I actually separate the gender roles a lot in my bisexuality.
Yeah, like yeah. For me, it really is the mind.
I also realized my type has changed for women. I think I'm into, and I learned this yesterday at the Pride Parade, butch femme.
Oh, like, I love it. Okay. I've been saying Brittany Griner could get
no,
it.
But no. That's not necessarily butch femme. She's just butch, right?
She's just butch? What is butch femme? Like androgynous? In the way they dress?
Okay, so butch femme is the girl that
Ruby Rose.
The aggressor.
Bra, but
she
the
still wears skinny
on.
Jeans. Right.
Yeah, like
and maybe heels with
like
it
the Ruby Rose.
Yeah.
She was
in
girl.
She's butch femme.
Orange is the New Black. Black.
Absolutely
right.
Ruby
yes.
Rose.
Okay, so Ruby Rose. Okay, well, yeah, those are, and they're cute. She,
but it's like, she's tight now, nigga. Like, any bitch that had on that Nike sports bra, I was like, fucking dog.
So when did you realize that you were attracted to men, women, and then possibly trans or cross-dressers? Like, when did you realize the fluidity in what you were attracted to?
I was actually very young. I was like 18, 19.
Oh, wow.
And I had just gotten out of a shitty relationship with a dude.
Uh-huh.
And I was talking
to... that shit. I'm going to go to a bitch.
I mean, I've my first kiss was a girl. First sexual experience was a girl. Everything was a girl.
Okay. Like, but it's such an easy way in.
I mean, don't we all hump our friends? But that doesn't count as sexual, right? Because I used to play teacher and student with my friends all the time. And we just used to hump, but we were dry humping.
I mean, it's still sexual.
Yeah, it is still sexual, right?
Still
I think we all
have
our
first... Yeah, I was
playing
house, but like hoe house.
Yeah, I think we've all had our first sexual experiences with a girl first in real life.
Yeah.
I remember specifically as a kid and giving the roles.
Zippers.
Like, no, we're both the mommies.
We're both the mommies.
We are both the mommies, but we have the baby. So the mommies make the baby together. And my mom heard me say that, and I think she flipped. Even though my mom
I used
was
to
cool
play zippers, so you know how like
what is zippers?
So she was a I used to live in Florida, whatever, long time ago. We would it was friends. We would go in the shower together. It's like we'd go, we'd be in the pool all day, whatever, and it's called, okay,
and then
we got
take a shower.
So then we're soaping, and then we would just zippers. Like we would like make pretend we draw zippers on our soapy bodies and then open it up. And funnel our
bitch, I ain't gonna lie. That is a different tonight,
right.
Bitch.
Can we play zippers as adults?
I mean, shit, yeah.
Right. Okay, so you just realized that you kind of had an attraction for everyone. When
it was the mental, it was one, like, again, I got out of a shitty relationship with a dude. I was talking to this girl who looked like a girl at first. Once I started speaking more to her, she's like, yeah, I'm taking tea, and which is testosterone. She's transitioning. And once I started speaking to her and her, she would open up to me about, you know, just her life and her decision on wanting to do this. I'm like, you're amazing. You're totally powerful.
I'm sorry, your story is getting really good, and I'm going to have to listen back to this episode. I have an emergency that I have to leave for, but I hope you guys enjoy this.
Love you.
Because I'm so hyped that we had a listener that's this dope.
Yeah, no. She's
not that y'all aren't all dope, but like we've only interviewed a few listeners, and Cake was one of them too.
Right.
So I'm really excited. I can't wait to listen back.
Thank you for having me, mamas.
It's okay. We're going to continue this conversation because I'm super interested in it. So how is dating as a pansexual? So real quick, to go back to your story, you said that you noticed that she was transitioning. And because you still had that attraction to her, you realized, I'm not leaving because of this.
Right, exactly.
And I still like you for who you are.
Exactly.
And then you realized, okay, this could be a thing.
Exactly.
So when you, now that you realize this, that relationship is over, and now you realize that you are pansexual.
Right.
How did you get into dating? What was your next, how do you look for a partner? Do you even look for a partner? Do you wait for them to just come to you? Like, how does that work?
I never really look, so to say.
Okay.
But, I mean, yeah, I just, it would be, it's all conversation for me, bro. Like, it became hard because it's like, I can look at you and be vain and be like, ooh, I want you. But then it's like, there's no substance there because for me, it is mental.
It's mental. So it's not sexual. I'm the shallow person that I need to be sexually attracted at.
You know, I be times where it's like, you hot. I need you in my bed now. Like I got male stripper friends right now that I'm like, I hate when you post because you make me want you. Like, and so, but then there's my friend who's a transgender and she's fucking hot. Like, just to see her confidence.
Right. I think confidence is so sexy. And motherfuckers be wondering how I be bagging the niggas I bag. It's because a bitch confident.
Right.
Like, niggas definitely sense confidence. So I want to ask you, too, when we talk a lot in terms of LGBTQ and people not being comfortable with telling their friends or telling their family.
Oh, I didn't even tell friends of mine that I was gay until... what, like my first or second year of high school?
Wow.
And I mean friends that we did the kinky shit with.
How do they react? I mean, if you did kinky shit with them, bitch, they knew you was gay, bitch.
Yeah.
They already knew. But your family.
But
ain't fucking.
Well, my family was different because I'm of Cuban descent. I'm from communist Cuba. Like, my mother worked with Fidel Castro. Her father was Fidel Castro, sergeant at arms, things of that nature.
Wow.
Yeah. So side by side, Che Guevara. So I come from a super, super strict, like, man, woman, baby, married. If he beats you, you're going to deal with it. If he cheats on you, you're going to. So it's very. And I broke out of, like, I used to watch like Maury or whatever. And I'd be like, Mom, so what if I told you I'm fucking disowning you? Oh, okay. So it was very scary.
A lot of people have that
It's
reaction,
very, very
yes.
scary. My mom literally walked in on me one time as soon as Shorty was done giving me head. Like, literally, I was wearing, like, flimsy, like, boy boxers. And
right.
She came over, and my mom wasn't home yet. And she was a total AG. She was, like, literally butch. Like,
AG is?
She's the aggressor all the way.
Okay. And some, you and all these goddamn acronyms, bitch. I ain't up on that, like, in real life. You say MC1617, fucking AGFTM. I don't even know. I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, I need a breakdown of this shit. Hold so the fuck
would,
on.
She would literally wear her strap 24-7. She didn't get her period until we were actually together. And she was, like, 18 at the time.
Oh, that's wow.
How, like, she was super butch. Like, she was but. She literally, like, she went down on me. I came. And so, I literally just went.
And your mom
and my mom
in.
Said, hey, Flo.
Wait, she knew what was happening?
Yeah, she didn't. No, she didn't. She didn't okay. know. Like, my mom just came in the house from work and came into my room.
So when you had that
and
conversation.
And Shorty was like this, like, wiping her mouth. she was wiping her mouth and literally coming up off of my pussy when my mother opened the door. And I was like, hey, mom, how you
oh my
and I'm literally
God.
Still like in the shivers of and having so my orgasm.
Even though these girls so are at your house, your mom probably doesn't have any idea.
She asked me.
She did no, ask you. I was going
to
say that.
What she did say to that particular person was, she going to break your heart, keep fucking with her. I said, what? I thought my mom knew. But my mom also knew that I'm my friends are very personal to me. So I have a best friend of mine. Well, she's not my best friend anymore, but we're very still close friends. And you can't tell me nothing about her.
Right.
Even if we're not talking for 2-3 years, bitch, I'm coming to bat for you. What up?
But mama always knows because I had friends growing up and my mom would say, that ain't your friend.
Right.
That ain't your friend. Right. So at what point did you go to your mom and say, listen, mom, this is me?
So actually, she came to me. I actually had just gotten into... okay, so I got married for papers.
Oh, so that's... Right? Okay, so one of the marriages don't count. Okay.
No, that makes the... That's the one I didn't bring up.
Oh,
so it's
you
really
had three marriages?
God damn. Yeah, and I'm only going to be 30.
Wait, three marriages before 30? Okay, real quick, and this is a little personal. How much money you got for that one for the papers?
I got married 2 more times after that, so obviously he fucked up.
Oh, he clearly did. Because my daddy used to talk about it because these Jamaicans, right, used to be wanting to get their papers. And my daddy used to be
he had to pay me $30,000, but he didn't.
$30,000 is about the going rate. That's what the Jamaicans are willing to pay as well.
He had to dish out that $30,000, and he didn't. So he's still where he is.
Boop! Didn't get your papers, nigga.
Right.
You ain't pay for them.
So... I had just came back from that and I was like, I don't want no dude. Fuck that. Like, it was just like, I'm totally gonna just be free. I'm not going to continue to look for just one thing. I wanted to open back up from just dealing with dudes. And I was talking to this girl and she was like, Weezy said, she was kind of like Ruby Rose.
Okay.
Right? She came over. And I was like, hey, mom, can she sleep over? She was like, yeah, okay. I was like, okay, we're going to go to her house and get clothes. She's like, okay. So she calls me when I'm on the way. She's like, are you coming back with the girl? I said, yeah, mom, I am. You said she could sleep over. She's like, oh, okay. Let me ask you something. Is that your girlfriend?
She did it in that.
Oh, no, she did it. She said, let me ask you something. Is that your girlfriend? Because, you know, I don't know. And it feels funny. I said,
it feels funny.
It feels funny. I'm like, mom, what do you mean it feels funny? So I'm like, I mean, yeah. She's like, okay. We talk later. I said,
how was that talk?
Never had it.
Really?
I think at that point, she at the same time, she had also let me go. You get what I'm saying? She had moved. We moved, picked up and moved to Spain together. I wasn't feeling it out there, and I came back home. I came back to New York. So this was me, 18 years old, literally first time separated from my mom. And it's not separated in another state. I mean, separated.
You're in another country.
In a different country, time zone. So it became very difficult. Like, if I wanted to call my mom at 12 in the afternoon, it's 6 o'clock. She's probably closing up the bar to go.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's very different. So I had to... started not to care about what really my mom said.
And that relationship with her.
You know, and that relationship. And it's like, you're either going to respect me and understand that I am still your daughter.
Right.
Or I'm still your daughter either way. And you're just going to disown me. And I'm your only child. So how do you really feel about that?
So when it comes to now, your family knows, you're aware of yourself, mm-hmm. and you have this mental craving. What are the sexual cravings attached to
Oh, it's
pansexuality. And do you crave dick sometimes? Do you crave pussy? Do you crave boobs? Do you crave ass? Like,
are there parts
of people that you do crave, and that's who you go for absolutely, as well?
Absolutely. Like, a lot of times when I'm, you know, with a man, it's about the penetration. I'm not big on penetration. I can honestly, I would prefer to honestly either be with, penetration is just not my thing. I'm good with penetration. Clitoral stimulation is all the way my thing. So, but yeah, sometimes I all the way want penetration. Sometimes I just want my pussy. Sometimes I just want to really mentally be there with you. So it's so different.
It's crazy because some people, and I want you to know how many people you're actually probably helping too. I don't think people understand or have this sense that they have to identify themselves. I'm straight or gay, and there's so many things in between that you can be,
because you can find beauty in so many things. Like, I didn't realize that once I opened up my doors to a female to male transgender, that I would actually like trannies. I mean, right. I don't want to say it like that, but yeah.
Right.
That,
it's crazy because I don't know the right thing to say. Right. I said transgenders, and apparently you can't say it with an S. It has to be transgendered people. I don't know. There's just too many rules around that. I know tranny is the bad word, but then, so the swinger couple I had on, they sent me a party where there's transgender women strippers. Ooh. And it's called Tranny Thursdays. So I'm like, is it okay to say it because it's their own community? I'm just so confused at all of the terminology that can be used. Because, of course, dyke and butch are supposed to be bad words. But if you identify as lesbian or gay, you could say dyke and butch.
Right.
It's just, you can't say the F word. But if you're gay, you could say it. Like, it's just, there's too many rules attached to it.
Like,
I don't
know. I've been called, when I was just with my ex-wife at the time, I was called a fag hag. Excuse me. But yeah, so I was called, you know, it's different. Yeah.
So for any of you listening, and it's crazy because I actually just met a woman when I did the Girl Mob Day. It was a panel discussion, and I was talking about sexual liberation, women empowerment, and I had a woman come to me and say that she was asexual and scared to come to her partner, scared to tell her mother about that. And so she doesn't really want kids. Mm-hmm. She has no desire to even have sex. Sex is not something that she craves. It's not something that she wants. But coming to terms with herself that this is how she is and how to identify as it and how to tell her friends.
That's something.
And so there's all of these things that we can be as human beings.
Right.
And I feel like because there's all of these different titles that we feel like we have to fit in.
Absolutely.
And all of the stereotypes that come with each of them, it's like, is this wrong? Is it right? Is it, you know, am I wrong for liking this? Am I right for liking this? And even what Raquel said, she said that you're not, you know, saying should supposed to or supposed, should to,
right.
To have those things in our mind. I think that's what keeps us from experiencing things sexually.
Absolutely.
And being with people who we may want to be with, but we think that it's not the right thing to do.
Right.
And so with you coming on and speaking about pansexuality, if someone is listening that even may be experiencing
this. Even now, still to this day, I'm going to be 30. I have understand my pansexuality since I was about 18, 19. Even still now, I'm confused.
Right.
Because you never know what is the one thing about this particular person that you like.
Yeah.
So, again, it goes
nigga
back
on,
to just...
Nigga on parole. I don't know if I'm supposed to like that nigga either. Like, what the
it's
fuck?
No. it's
you know, shit.
Something there. There's something there, you know, mentally that just clicks for you.
Right,
and
right.
It makes you feel comfortable. I don't want to say I'm a confused person, but I've been through so much in life that I just... If I find beauty in the rose that grew out of the concrete, that's what it is.
And I just want to let y'all know, too. She has been with everyone. And it's a consensus that everybody just ain't shit, right? It's not just niggas.
No. Oh,
everybody.
Yeah. It's everybody.
Everybody ain't
everybody
shit.
Ain't
I need y'all
shit.
To know.
That's a fact.
Because I know a lot of times, that's when I get into the mood of dealing with women.
Like,
I just be like, niggas ain't shit. But...
I've had more abusive situations with females.
I very much agree.
But then again.
We had the conversation with Chris Stiles and Chrissy Monroe on the domestic violence situation episode. They were talking about how women aren't even condemned for being violent. And a lot of times women are violent and men can't speak up about getting hit on or getting because they won't even be believed sometimes.
That is very true.
So it's just, I just think everyone ain't shit. But I'm so glad that we were able to talk about this on the show. I want to get into the home mail before we leave out.
Gotcha.
And this is interesting. And we just got it in. It's called The Realization.
Mm-hmm.
It's from one of our male listeners. He's like, hello, I'm part of the batch of Brilliant Idiot fans that started listening to the podcast. I've always been a self-deprecating kind of guy. I never saw myself as attractive because I was a bit short. Always been a chubby guy. The exact opposite of what I'm always told everyone wants, especially living in Brooklyn. Mm. See, y'all Brooklyn people fucked up, man.
No, we not.
Y'all Brooklyn people, goddammit. He says, I'm 20 and I'm coming to the realization that I'm fucking cute girls. Always told me girls always told me I was cute, but now it's starting to click. Feels awkward to say, but I am. With this newfound confidence, though, I've been shooting my shot at places I never did because of my self-confidence. And we talked about confidence. Right. I'm friends with a lot of fuckboys, and the only problem with that is I'm not that kind of guy. This is the question. So my question is, how do I go about respectfully saying that I don't want a full-blown relationship? I was successful with doing it with one girl, but she's the one that started the conversation. So he's basically going about how do you go about even asking for friends with benefits? How do you want guys to approach you in the street? Most girls I've asked this way, or when guys say this, they want to be confident and respectful. Two things I got down packed, but now or less, any more tips for that skill? So basically, guys, what he's asking is, how can he ask
to just have a friend with
friend with benefits, or just fuck a girl, but without being disrespectful about it? And I think this has a lot to do with girls being in their feelings a lot.
Yeah.
And we feel like a nigga's a fuckboy for quote unquote leading us on, or
I mean,
you know, how do you go about doing that?
I honestly have the conversation. I can't feel no way about you if you're telling me from jump, listen, you know, I want to have fun with you. I enjoy the time together. I don't know where it's going. Or even if it's not, you don't know where it's going. I like what we have.
You know what's crazy about that, though? I feel like both of us got nigga minds, because in real life,
dude, I'd be like, yo,
I'd be like, I don't even want you like that in real life.
Right, so.
But a lot of women, and I wish Weezy was in here for this conversation, too. I feel like a lot of women actually will hear that a man say, I don't want a relationship, and still go into it thinking that they could change
Right, that
the
they
could
change
mind.
A man's mind. So and then when they don't get it, it's a whole, oh, he's a fuckboy. No, sweetheart,
Then he turns into a fuckboy.
But he's not, because from jump, he already put it out there. He doesn't want this relationship, or he doesn't want to pursue this, or you felt like you can change him because the pussy's there, whatever. No, if a person does yes. not want something, they're not going to get it. Nothing you do
is going to change that. And so for you asking for advice, honestly, I would say just continue to be honest. Let them know that's not what you're looking for.
You're not a fuckboy, so be open about it.
Just be open about it. I think that's what makes a nigga not a fuckboy. It's when you lie. That's
right. When you lie and you play the games and I'm leading you on, but you over here talking to Tasha, Keisha, and
ain't nobody got time for it.
Ain't nobody got time for it. Just tell me, look, I'm going to be talking to Tasha, Keisha, and LaQuanda, but you too. Oh, all right, cool. So now I'm going to talk to, you know, Rashawn and Ken. And
I'm going to do what the fuck. Right.
So now we cool.
But there's an understanding.
So now I'm not putting all my eggs in one basket for me to feel like, oh, you hurt me because you didn't know.
Right.
So tell me what it was.
We're going to do one more home mail before we get out. this is one that ain't shit. And I really, we have men in the room. Can I get one of y'all on the mic for this, please? King, Chris, one of y'all. All right. We going to go ahead and bring... which one of y'all coming on the mic? Because this is the conversation we kind of had. I want to welcome y'all. We have A. King and Brother Christopher joining us from Combat Jack Show, Duce Podcast.
Just Loudspeakers Network.
Just Loudspeaker Network in the building, because this is a really interesting conversation.
Before y'all go on, like, I love all y'all. Like, this is so amazing for me right now. I'm like, I'm geeking. I'm like, yes.
So it says, hi, Mandy and Weezy. Weezy has left the room, but we gonna answer this question for you, girl. I'm Snow. I wanted to start off by saying that I love your podcast, and you both have inspired me to be more liberated sexually. Here we go, guys.
Mm.
My question is, would it be a horrible decision to sleep with my best friend's ex-girlfriend? My best friend passed away a few years ago. Her ex recently expressed interest in me, and I also have feelings for her. Would this be completely disrespectful to my friend, considering this was the love of her life? Or is it not a big deal? Thanks in advance for your advice. Signed, an intentional hoe.
She's clearly feeling guilt.
There has to be guilt in asking this.
And then what we need to know in order to answer this question correctly is the time period.
Does the time period matter, though?
She did say a few years ago in an email. She passed
away. The best friend passed away a few years ago. But are you asking for how long the relationship had was? Does that matter?
How long before that?
That don't matter?
He's from the Bronx, so you know.
Don't do the Bronx shit. Don't do the Bronx shit.
No more.
Y'all stay over there on that corner shit. Go over there.
I don't think I hear you, Christopher.
Your level up. Sorry.
Yeah, no. So now you're bringing up the Bronx. I don't know.
What'd you say, Chris? You said no?
Yes.
Yeah. So listen, look. No, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. I don't think it matters for the time.
So
I wanted to get guys in on this because
what if it was 3 days after the passing? It's cool.
Okay, so it's a few years after the passing. I'm wondering, does the amount of time they were in a relationship count? So because they dated, yes, your friend passed, but does that keep people still off limits because the person they were with died?
See, that's tricky. That's really tricky because it's really tricky because at the same time, it's like, again, you can connect with somebody through mourning. And it's, you know, it's a very tender topic.
Maybe they had some type of feelings toward each other before, but they never really
shared them.
Being respectful.
And it's so, like, and it's crazy because I can't ask you if you died, would you be mad because you're already dead? So like, it's like, who do you have the loyalty to? Is it just a moral thing?
Who put the poison in the drink?
Yeah, cool. You would say something like that. Look, listen. All right. So, I mean, honestly, if you want your partner to be happy after you're gone, you would want them to move on.
This is true.
Really? That's how you look at it?
That's the way I see it.
I don't want you to mourn me for the rest of your life and you got another 30 years to go and you're not going to move on. And I mean, look, it just so happened to be that you like someone who was my friend. I'm dead now. This is me, the ghost talking.
You're the ghost talking.
I didn't want to give you this shit. Don't do that.
Don't do that. No, you can't talk like that.
That's underlying intentions, and you just underline a fuckboy. But that's the thing.
It's safe to believe that there was always an underlying thought of that opportunity.
I don't know about that.
So you just say, "Wow, I got feelings for you now."
It's crazy. Well, I think that I agree with. I think Christopher or Queenspit said it, like, you do gain feelings when you mourn somebody together. Like, you start to maybe spend more time around each other because you both are going through a loss at the same time. I think it has to do with just a guilty conscience and morals.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that's what it is. I don't know. I just wanted a guy's input on this because, to me, I feel like if you had a bitch, you wouldn't want your nigga to fuck her if you died regardless.
Don't sit around crying over me for too long. Like, you got to move on. Life goes on.
Right. Life really goes on. I mean, I'm not going
to
sit here and be
mad. So y'all's advice to her would be go ahead and try this out?
I'll haunt the bitch if you end up breaking a bitch heart. Like, so now we got a problem.
Now you got the ghost haunting your ass.
Y'all, I'm like, "Boo, bitch, you cheated. I'm going to fuck your night up tonight."
You going to wake up with scratch, bitch.
Y'all.
Go forth and knock boots.
Okay. So and see what it goes, because I mean I guess you can't sit here. This could be your soulmate, and you don't want it to stop you because of a guilty conscience with a friendship that you had, and that person has passed. I think it's also something that you might want to look into. I don't know if you guys had mutual friends, but you're gonna be having a lot of people judging you,
of course.
So it may bring a little bit of drama with whatever.
I will say respectfully, there's been a few years in the mix that, you know, so I think it makes it. Okay.
So I guess the consensus is you can go ahead and fuck her even though she dated your friend and died, and this just sounds all types of horrible. We get some crazy ass emails. Jesus Christ. I want to thank you for coming on. Thank you so much, and thank you, A-King, and Brother Christopher for joining in on the whole mail today. We got a little bit of everybody in the building today. Oh, you like that? Everybody loves
that. Yeah, I like that. I ain't even gonna hold you.
I know. I searched for that. High and low. Well, go ahead and let our listeners know where they can find you, because y'all will be surprised. She does a whole lot that we ain't even talk about on the show.
Real quick, you
can let them know what
Instagram
you do.
Instagram, real quick, is
your Cuban voice.
Yes.
Okay, so my Instagram is your favorite fat girl.
Yes, fat
but
girl.
But it's U-R.
Okay.
fat girl with PH, okay? And then my Twitter. Oh, my Twitter is Damaris Rivera XX, okay? And those are the only two platforms.
Sazon.
Sazon.
Isn't that, Queen Spit is just the name.
Queen Spit, yeah, because after 3 years of doing my porn stuff, I actually realized.
Yeah, she does porn. I know,
suck,
guys.
A mean, sloppy fucking dick.
Yes, are we threw that published? In there. Y'all thought we just had an innocent pansexual online? On?
Oh, I swear to God, I'm on Jawjackers, Nasty NY Amateurs.
Wait, hold on. I've never heard of Jawjackers.
Look, we got the guys on the mic, and now they're excited to hear we got a porn star in the building.
I just go to X-Videos.
Yeah, I do Pornhub. So I don't.
Well, so keep viewing.
Keep viewing on Pornhub. I can find you on Pornhub.
Yes, you can on Queen Spit. Queen X Spit X. Oh, no, not X Videos.
Look, she said she don't fuck with X Videos. Nope, she ain't fucking with X Videos. So, y'all, check her out. I'm not going to lie. I definitely want to see how you suck dick because you talking like you suck dick better than anybody that suck dick.
No, look, I ain't going to do all of that, but I definitely like the spit. I will. Yes.
Oh, you like spit. I have an issue with getting spit. Like, my mouth just doesn't get as spitty as I need it to get. Unless I gag and then I'm like,
You have to gag. You got to get it back there.
I hate it. I don't like feeling like I'm about to die.
Do you have tonsils still?
They're large, which is why I have issues with even like, because my weight is down now, I don't snore anymore. But they were talking about removing my tonsils. And I was like,
girl, get them shits removed.
Why? Because then I won't.
So you can suck some dick.
I can suck dick now with
them. Well, get it back there.
Really?
Yes. I have my tonsils removed when I was very little. The first dick, I was just like, okay.
You ain't feel shit.
I didn't. I speak to dude the first dick I've ever sucked. He's like, mind you, I'm going to be 30. We were in junior high school.
You were sucking dick in junior high? Yes, see, you started earlier,
I was about to be in high school.
You had a head start, bitch.
I was about to be in high school, though.
You had a fucking head start, goddamn.
And he was like, I have never yet to got my dick sucked like that again. I said, what?
I know that's
dude,
right.
You got a kid,
I'm so
G,
glad that we don't fuck the same niggas because I be feeling special when niggas say I'm the best head they get.
Right?
That they got. And I'm like, I got some friends that don't hurt the same. So thank God I ain't got to compete with my friends, okay? Ain't nobody got time to be out here competing. With they friend, like, well, which one of us sucked it better?
Now, it's sad in my line of work, I've had a trick be...
Everyone's trick.
Yeah, everyone's trick. And it's kind of like, after they got to me, it was like, okay.
This you?
Yeah, that's me.
Look, A-King is literally looking her up as we speak. Well, okay, I think that you guys... I'm going
to
put her names as well, guys, in the description so that you guys can look at her suck some motherfucking dick.
Yo, listen.
This is from a man. What do you think about it?
I'm watching it right now.
Well, it's a little interview.
She's doing a little interview.
Just passed to like a minute and a half.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Go ahead and look.
Try it out, man.
I have an oral fetish. Like, I literally, I have an oral fixation.
I love sucking.
I keep things in my mouth, literally. Like, lollipops, fingers, my nails. Like, even when I do, my silly shit on Instagram, it's always a nail in my foot. Yeah.
Your face, yo. A-King's face right now.
I am appalled.
So, why?
So look it up. Look, because they thought she was a little innocent, bubbly little girl from Brooklyn.
Right. Brooklyn, what up? You already know thug shit, you feel me?
Bro, and that looks like a big dick,
it
yo.
Was thick as fuck, bro.
And you got it all in your mouth.
All the way.
Oh, yeah. My spit don't be hanging like that. Oh, yeah. We might need to talk, girl. Cause
I got you.
How do I get my spit to hang like that?
You got to eat mad peep like cheese. Like,
no, that's not cheese. What does cheese have to do with it? What does cheese got to do with
it? Oh, my God. Why did
sucking?
You do that?
This is how you know. It's fine. We know it's you okay. Don't suck dick. It's good that you...
Of course. Thank God. But
I said that so everybody know.
Everybody know. He has no idea what he's doing.
I don't know nothing.
Well, we want to thank you once again for coming onto the show.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, King, where can they listen to more of you since you just came onto our platform? You with Talkitecture, right?
Yes.
Yes. So tell them, where can they listen to Talkitecture? Everywhere?
Just listen. Just subscribe, rate, and comment to every show on Loudspeakers.
Boom.
You know what I'm saying? And that's it.
Shout out the Loudspeakers once the motherfucker again.
Horrible decision. Shout out to everybody.
Hey. And Brother Christopher, you working on anything that they can catch you at?
I'm just a hippie smoking weed and taking photographs.
Right? I know that's right. So
I think he's trying to revive G-Unit porn.
Oh, God.
Wait, what?
What?
What the fuck just happened?
I'm done. Right. Look, this is what happens when A-King gets on the mic to talk about sex. We talk about cheese and G-Unit porn. I don't know what the fuck is going
look,
on.
Look.
I'm so excited, you guys. I hope that this episode maybe got your mind open once again.
Yes.
I'm super excited at the amount of people that we're affecting. I
want to say thank you though.
Thank you.
To
I
both
literally,
you and Weezy,
I mean,
seriously.
I wasn't him messing, but I literally had a tear in my eye at the live show. Knowing the amount of people that we've touched, the emails that we're getting, the changes that people are making with their sexuality and their partners. And we appreciate all of you for tuning in. Again, hit us up on all of our social media. We got Twitter at HorriblePod, and we got our Instagram at Horrible_Decisions. You guys know y'all can always check me at Full Court Pumps every motherfucking week. Thank you all for being supporting of the Horrible Decisions podcast. Yep. This has been yet another episode of Horrible Decisions.
Weezy.
Bye.